Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Like to receive a powerful testimony, hallelujah, virtual testimony, amen. As the word of God is being preached, prophecies are being given out. Those who believe, they are the ones that the prophecies are working for, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 24 that thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors, amen. So as you receive this testimony, be advised as your way of approaching the word of God. Put your hands together and let's welcome our brother Maka as he gives his testimony.
Hello and welcome to another testimony time in the Abundant Life Service. Today's testimony is about a gentleman who exercised his faith and read bountifully. Let's go right in and I read. Last year, when Prophet Maka came for the all night, I pledged to give an amount I had never given before. It really was a test for me because I don't know how I went there, but I knew I felt the edge of the Holy Spirit so much that I just gave in. I gave the amount I had pledged within the course of the year. In December, my finances were not really the best as I wanted. However, I sailed through the month. In January, I was practically on ground zero. One day, on my way to work, I was praying and I was telling the Holy Spirit that I didn't like how my finances went even after I gave that seed. Mind you, thanks to the seed, I didn't suffer haircuts because I had no money in my investments. Knowing me, I'd have been so depressed knowing I was going to lose that amount of money, plus I got a sponsor for my education which I was supposed to pay myself. I didn't see these as blessings because it wasn't tangible or money. As I was praying while on my way, the Holy Spirit told me to give a first fruit offering. I had heard of it, but never practiced it. So I started searching the Bible and listening to messages to know who or where in particular first fruit was supposed to go to. As I searched, I learned that first fruit goes to the high priest. And so I decided to give mine to my pastor, who is Bishop Sam. So when I received my salary, I just took out my tithe and went to give the rest to Daddy as I heard from the Holy Spirit. Recently, as Daddy was preaching, he said that you can never make a mistake when the Holy Spirit directs you. After a hard January for me financially, I obliged and gave the seed to Daddy. Within that week, while at work, we heard that there was going to be a salary increase. We were happy but a bit skeptical because of the percentage being mentioned, because it had never happened before. In the last week of February, as I was preparing to go to work, I received an email which I had been expecting because of the pending news. When I checked the mail, I got weak in my knees immediately because the percentage I saw was way more than had been mentioned. It was about a 90% increase. Wow. Immediately, I remembered my sacrifice and seed, and I started thanking God because I didn't even expect it. I want to encourage everyone that indeed, God is faithful. Whatever instructions we are given, no matter how difficult it is, if we obey, we will see the fruit. Also, let's not stop giving in church and sowing seeds when daddy asks us to, because though it may look like we are not getting the fruit benefits of the seed, in due time we'll see the fruits. Lastly, let's learn to recognize the little blessings, because they will open bigger doors of blessings unto us. Amen. Wow, what a beautiful testimony. I have been so blessed even as I read this testimony. I believe you have been blessed as well. Before we end, I'd just like to read a scripture from the New American Standard Bible, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. And it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." Amen, and God bless you.
Applauding the King of Kings in Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my favorite part of the service. I don't know why. When we sing Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way, immediately I know that we have come out of this flesh, foolish, nonsense flesh, and we are in the spirit. Hallelujah. And we are expecting Jesus to touch us. And today, Jesus is going to touch you before you leave here in the name of Jesus. You are not living the same. Whatever issues you came with, the Bible says she had an issue of blood for many years. Whatever issues you came with, you have come to meet Jesus. And Jesus will touch you before you leave here. If you believe it in your heart, shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
Say, I will not live here the same.
I will not live here the same.
I am living here blessed.
I'm living here
changed.
I'm living here
in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seats. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Wow. So today, we will conclude the first part of increasing your faith. The first part of how to increase and improve your faith. Amen. Now, what is faith? Faith is what we are supposed to live by as Christians. Is that not so? Is that not so? We are come to see what faith is. We are supposed to live by faith as Christians. Amen. Shall we all begin to just close our eyes and speak in tongues for a while? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. So, when you say you are improving something, that you are at a certain level and you are changing levels, is that not so? You are changing the level. You are going up. You are not going down. We are improving upon it. We have come to see that we walk by faith and not by sight. Are you here? Were you here last week? We walk by faith and not by sight. We have also come to that Jesus sees and blesses people of faith. Do you remember? How many of you remember this? How many of you were in church last week? Okay, you remember that Jesus sees and reward people of faith when he saw their faith. And many times Jesus will say that your faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah. We also remember that faith works by patience. You know, faith does so many things. Faith does so many things. In fact, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and we'll come back and conclude. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter of faith. So you have to finish reading the whole of this chapter and so that you can understand what faith really means. Is a chapter of faith. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 1 talks about what faith is. What faith is. Then, it talks about the fact that, verse 4, by faith. You see, by faith. By faith. You say, by faith. So, Abel gave offering by faith. And that's why Abel's offering and sacrifice was received and Cain's was not received. It's by faith. Are you here with me? By faith. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of faith. There are many by faith. I'm just choosing as we go. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. You see? So Noah lived and prepared for the future by faith. By faith. That's why we're also preparing for heaven by faith. Because the Bible said, being warned of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark by faith. So we are going to heaven by faith. And by faith, we are preparing ourselves for heaven. It's all by faith. Hallelujah. 8, he says, by faith, everybody say by faith. By faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whether he went. So faith makes you go to places believing that it will work. Believing that it will work by faith. Hallelujah. So this is all about faith. If you go to verse 11, it says, through faith also, Sarah herself received what? Strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Hey, this is powerful. Through faith, or by faith, Sarah also herself received strength to conceive. So faith gives you strength. Strength to conceive your blessing. And you see, you need strength because sometimes it's not easy. You need strength. So what worked for Sarah was faith. And what is working for all these people is faith. And what is going to work for you is faith. It's faith. So by faith, she received strength. Strength to conceive, to believe. Hallelujah. Wow. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. So you see, that's what we talk about, faith and patience. That sometimes you have faith that the thing is there. Even if I don't receive it, it's there. So you see that they were looking beyond. And I have said that the greatest faith is to have faith in the eternity. The greatest show of faith is to let your everything show that you believe in eternity. That is the greatest faith. Are you here with me? Why are you with me? 17. By faith. Everybody say by faith. Say, I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to do everything by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. So another offering. This offering was not a normal offering. This was not the type of offering that we come and put a basket here and you take your change and come and put in it. This is a special offering. God specifically asked that, give me Isaac. Specific. Like sometimes we come and say, bring, sow a seed of this, sow a seed of that. God said, give me Isaac. And by faith, Abraham did it. So if you want to receive Abraham's blessings, you have to walk by faith. That's it. By faith. 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. You see, this is very important. You know, sometimes when your pastor comes to stand here and said, you are blessed. This is the best time of the service. When people come and stand here and say, you are blessed. You are not living the same as you came. God has blessed. You see, by faith, the people of faith, they believe this. Because Abraham just blessed them. He said, by faith, he blessed them. So when somebody says, God bless you, be blessed. If you have faith, you receive it. And say, I am blessed. Because he says, be blessed. But if you don't have faith, it's nothing. I get what I'm saying? By faith, Isaac blessed Esau. Wow. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. All by faith. By faith. By faith. Another by faith. 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Through faith he kept the Passover. By faith they passed through the Red Sea. So what made them to pass through the Red Sea? Faith. Faith. Not keys. Faith. By faith. Hallelujah. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. by faith. So it's telling you how important faith is. That the walls will come down if you believe by faith. Hey! And he said, 32, and what shall I more say? What shall I more say? For time will fail me. Time will fail me to tell of all of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophet. Time will fail me. Wow. See, all these guys walked by faith. Hallelujah. All these guys walked by faith. By faith, the harlot Rahab, 31, perished not with them. By faith, the harlot perished not with them. You know, a harlot by faith received the kingdom. What a shift. So faith is very, very important. And for all we do, we should never, never forget about our faith and to walk by faith as Christians. But we get to a point that we become so calculative, become so intelligent, we become so analytical, and we become so this and that. Every now faith is, we don't walk by faith again. And that is not a Christian. In as much as God doesn't want you to be, Bible says, a false balance and abomination, God still wants you to live as a Christian. And the just shall live by his faith or her faith. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So, and faith and patience go together. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you have faith for everything and it may delay. You have to believe God. The guys, the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they have so much faith. They said that, look, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't deliver, he has delivered. As far as they are concerned, as far as their faith is concerned, then not delivering is actually also part of what is working. Yes. That's how faith is. Oh. You have so much faith that that's why in everything you can give thanks to God. It's still working. It's still working by faith. They say, even if, and God is wild, oh, God is too wild. God allowed them to put them in the fire. Can you imagine? You would have thought that God would just stop it. And that sometimes God is like that. He just wants to make a show. He wants to make a show. God is a show. Oh. Somebody's binding him in his corner. God is a showman. Hey. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered him? The devil said, oh, Kai, Job is serving you because you are blessed with a new car. You give him Land Cruiser. You give him a house. You give him a nice wife. You give him children. That's why Job is serving you. And God said, no. Job is not serving me because of all these things. He's serving me by faith. He's serving because he knows he serves a living God. And that God is able to keep him. So then the devil, God told the devil, if you like, stretch forth your hand and touch all these things and see. So God removed the hedge. That's also what makes us to know that God has built a hedge about us. Yeah. There's a covering. Then the devil started, took Job's children. You, everything that happened to somebody, you have a negative interpretation for it. Everything. Your face like demon's granddaughter. Everything. You have a negative interpretation for it. Something happens. Hey, this. Look, if you were in Job's time, you'd have said that Job has done something very bad. You say, hey, now Job's cup is full. And God is really dealing with him. His cup is full. But in the realms, God says, I can make a show of this guy. I can make a show that this guy has faith in eternity. That's what I'm saying. All these died in faith, not having received the promises. It's not part of my preaching, but I think God wants to talk about it. All these died in faith, not having received the promises. And if you go further, some were tortured. Some were frayed. Some were burnt. Some were put in boiling oil. And still they didn't denounce Jesus. By faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? So this walk is a walk of faith. God allowed them to be put in the fire. And they went. Can you imagine fire that is burning? And then they went in it. But they still had faith. And in the fire, they appeared someone like this, with the semblance of the Son of God. Hey. And that's how they say that you walk through fire and it will not consume you. Faith and walking with God doesn't mean you will not see fire. Some of you, look, when you get some small issues and small problems in your life, in your marriage, you say, God has disappointed me. God has disappointed me. I don't want to serve this God again. You don't know. Small show God wants to make with you. You have given up. Small show. Just pray that you are not Lazarus. But small show God wants to make with you. You have given up. But pray that you are not the one God will use for sure. But anyway, but still have faith in Jesus' name. Bible says he will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. Are you getting what I'm saying? Good. So we have talked about faith and patience. The patience of Job. The patience of Job. Faith and patience. Now today, I'm concluding this first part of the series with faith and what you confess. Faith and what you confess is very, very, very important. Because some of us, honestly, we talk by heart. We don't talk and walk like people who serve a living God. We talk by heart. Let's read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the what? Money. Are you sure? Dollars. Death and life are in the power of what? Of what? And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue is your techerama, standing also for your mouth. So it means that you can have death and you can have life by what you say. What you confess is very, very, very important. Proverbs 6:2. Very, very, very important. Proverbs 6:2. Thou art snared. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Change the version. Change the version. NLT. If you have trapped yourself by your agreement and you are caught by what you said, this one has changed the whole. I brought some legalities and things. But it's still the same anyway. Change the version. Any other one? Don't be trapped by what you have said. Don't be caught up. Don't be caught by the words of your mouth. Don't be trapped by what you have said, or don't be caught by the words of your mouth. But King James says that you are snared. You are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So, beloved, faith and what you say is very important. Very, very, very important. And you must not talk by heart. Tell your friend, don't talk by heart. You know, some of us, we talk by heart. But say death and life. As soon as you hear that the budget is going to be red and fuel is going to go up, then you kill yourself. Do you know how you kill yourself? So already you are trapped. You are snared. When you want to? Yes, because we live by faith. We live by faith. Some of you are killing your marriages. How can you say, "As for me, my husband is a devil"? Hey, you there, you've got the good one. So I'm married to a devil. Devil. The devil is in my house. Hey. In fact, you're actually going to have a rare devil. Hey. And for this witch wives. You just talk by heart. Do you get it? You are snared. You see, we have something we call conversations and then command speaking. Conversations and command speaking. You know, sometimes you are just in normal conversations. And you can find them in name it, claim it, and take it. Conversations and command speakings. And also, that's what we do. Within, we are just talking. We are just talking. So there are two types of confessions. The ones are just in a conversation. That's why when I'm even normal conversations, you'll not see me saying negative things. Yes. I'll always be saying the positive things. Normal conversations, you are just talking about life generally, the economy, whatever. You see, when Bible said that Peter was walking on the water, when Peter started walking on the water, the sea was still stormy. The storms were there. The sea was still raging. As long as he was looking at Jesus, he was walking. It was when he stopped looking at Jesus, because people were giving him fans. Because as he was walking on the sea now, the rest of the disciples now realized that Peter has also started walking on this thing. So they started, "Go Peter, go Pete, go Peter, go Pete, go Peter, go Pete." So Peter was going, "Go Peter, go Pete, go Pete." He was looking at Jesus, "Oh, go Peter, go Pete, go Peter, go Pete." Then when he heard the words the guys were saying, he decided to take the fans. He decided to take his eyes off Jesus to look at John. He said, "John, that's me, you know. John, that's me. Go Peter, go Pete, go Peter." Yeah, John was looking at him. Then Peter would take a step. Then he would look at Jesus more. At one point, he stopped looking at Jesus Christ. Then he started looking on there. As he was looking at the fans, he saw that behind them, the sea was raging, the storms were there. Immediately, he began to sing. Then he said, "Mewo." Mewo. Then he started sinking. So you see, in conversation, some of you think that you are just talking about something. Do you get it? You think you are just talking about something. I have never, ever, anywhere said that my marriage will break before. And it doesn't mean that I've not had problems with my marriage before. I have never, ever used the word divorce. Never, ever. Divorce. Divorce is a word as spirit. Word as spirit. And when you say it, the spirit behind the word, take it and they start working. Oh, the divorce was working somewhere. Then, you know, they have this Bluetooth connection. Pairing. They want a device to pair. So when they had divorce, then they paired. Device paired. Then divorce started coming towards your house. Who's calling? Then he came to live in your hall, sat there small, as if he's not there. Divorce. Then he's there. Every day he mentions divorce, he's bigger and bigger. Now, even things that don't make sense, there's no why you should quarrel. There's no why you should fight. There's no why. He will make you fight. Because you have slapped yourself. You have killed your marriage already. You know, one day somebody came to my office, called me at dawn. "Hey, you don't have to sleep. I need to see you now." I said, "Hey, now? Yes, now." Okay. I went. They came to say, "Bek, bek, 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 bek." So when he said everything, he said, "So now I can't stand it again. I'm going to divorce my wife." But you know, when he was talking, I realized that everything he was talking about, just an hour before, I've gone through it. Yes. So I was wondering, What is he talking about? Everything, if I died there, I was shocked. I was actually going through it. It was a current situation, ongoing, you know, ongoing, online, ongoing. So I was like, ah, so is this why I shouldn't sleep? Come now! Hey! Leave your home. And as they were talking, you could see, hey, you are this man will say, and you can see that somebody, one of them, everybody want to say something to hurt the other person. And I was listening. I said, look, I told you, you are killing your marriage. Because your mouth itself, and so of your mouth, the things from your mouth, you need a spiritual toothpaste. You need spiritual toothpaste to clean your mouth. And please, you see, when you go for counseling, they will tell you that when you have issues, never use certain words. Never use certain words. Don't you tell them, Mr. Blanson. Where's Reverend Francis Jeffrey? Don't you tell them. Yes, never use certain words. You always say this. You never. Are you sure? Never. Are you sure? You have never said it. You have never loved me. I know you never loved me. Hey. When the man was trapping you under the mango tree. When the man was rapping, you said all the thing, I love you. You also said, I love you, you love you. You see him off, he sees you off. You see him off, he sees you off. Now you say, you never even loved me. Hey. Why are you saying that? You see, if you want the love to come back, it's not an ordain. I want to do me person say at the end corner come me person, you've never loved me. You never loved me. You see, the Bible says that let the weak say what? Why let them never love me say what? Oh. You see, you behave like the people say that this one, let's put the word of God aside. And let's face realities. You cannot face realities. The reality is the word of God. Bible says, let all men be liars, let God be true. The reality is the word of God. That is the reality. That the real, real, real things. And stop using words. And you think God is not hearing? You are trapping yourself. You are trapping yourself. Some of you are giving your husband's beloved girlfriend they don't have. Girlfriends they don't have. You have actually given them girlfriends.
And we have named them.
And you haven't named them. Girlfriends they don't have. You have imagined it, said it, now they have. I mean, in the realm, wherever they have it, I don't know where they have it. They have it. Because you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. So if the person is a proper Christian, the person doesn't have who, but in your mind, they have. The person is a proper Christian, he wants to go to heaven. So it's not your girlfriend that to make the person go and do anything. But in your mind, they have. Hey. Why am I coming this like that? These are conversational confessions. Don't never say that again. And these exams, they will bumble. Because I've heard that this lecture never gives an A or B. O. This lecture, that everything, in fact, the highest is C. Say minus me. Minus me. Minus me. Say this bombardier thing is not me. I will not bomb again from today. I'm not a bombardier. It's not my portion. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. Beloved, learn to say right things. Me, ever since I heard this scripture, let the weak say. It means you recognize that you are weak.
But don't say you are weak. Don't say you are weak. Say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Some of you want everybody to know that you are poor. So you are selling your poverty. You see, there's a way to talk about your problem without necessarily agreeing. You see, without necessarily agreeing. Because faith works by agreement. Hallelujah. Hey. Don't agree. Just say positive things. Look at James. What does James say? If I get it, I will tell you. James 3:10. Look at James. Are you being blessed? Yes. Are you walking by faith? Yes. Wow, 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 wow. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. Hey, how can the same mouth say, oh, I love you, darling, I love you. And then some say, hey, bushman, stupid man, I hate you. I regret marrying you. The same mouth, Angie, when you met him in the street of Birmingham, you told him, Richie, I love you. Richie, I've never met a man like you. Oh, Richie, when I saw you, I felt like melting. Richie, I've melted already. Before he even proposed. Then one day you look at Richie. Richie, how do you say your head is hard in Ghana? Ochowa. Oyichowa. Which what thing? Hey, what man of what man are you? Richie, I've regretted marrying you. God forbid. No, don't say that. You are killing your life. You are trapped. Life. So don't take it for granted, though, that what I'm saying, I'm just talking. You are not just talking. There's power in what you say. So me, every negative thing I see, I'd rather say positive about it. That's why I always say that me, I have the best church members. I mean, including you. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Including you, I say I have the best church members. Including you. Hey, can you imagine? How? How? Hey, you buy, you are in my church, oh, and I have the best congregation. Hey, this is a positive, I'm sure this is a miracle, isn't it? Positive miracle confession. Yes. Hey. It says that the same mouth that a fountain sent forth at the same time, at the same place, sweet water and bitter. Change the version. Let me see. Change the version. Go to 10. And so, blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this ain't right. This ain't right. Blessing and cursing come out of the same mouth. This is not right. Then, the next verse. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Is it possible? It's not. I know you are saying, so if the truth is there, why am I lying? I know that's what you are saying. You see, some of you are canceling the word I'm preaching. If the truth is there, why am I lying? Go and ask God, why did he tell me that? Let the weak say I'm strong. We ask God. There's a reason. Because the truth has its part. He said, speaking the truth in love. If you want to speak the truth in love, there's a way to talk. There's a way you can talk, but it's not like saying negative things. No. You have to talk. You have to say the truth, but in love. And people have told me things about their marriages and everything, but I don't sense that they want to kill their marriages. No, I don't have that feeling. I have a feel that they want it to work, but they are talking about it. That's all. In love. And you see, gradually the marriage will work. The beloved will work. Some of you shall be married by now. Don't muff.
Beloved, I'm going to change now. Hey. Can I read some more scripture? We close. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Faith and what you confess. And I'm going to end with a scripture that will make you happy. Faith and what you confess. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore what? We also believe, and therefore what? We speak. We speak. Hey, and I know that it is well with my soul. I know that it is well. Hey, when the fire comes, it is well. It is well. The economy, it is well. There's good things in the land. That's how you get a good job. I say you get a good job in the same land. I say all of you here, you finish and get good jobs. And good beloveds. Who said you won't marry? Ah. God said it is not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a help meet. So if you're a man, you shouldn't be alone. If you're a woman, you are help meet. May anybody who is meet for you come your way. That's all. And yeah, me, nobody's coming my way. Nobody's coming my way. Every day, nobody. No, somebody will come. Your problem will be who to choose. Thelma, your problem will be who to choose. Hey. Faith and patience, but say it. Say, me, my husband is going to be, and say what you want. Some of you also take anything. Say what you want. If you want your husband, normally short ones are the best. So if you want your husband to be short, say, I want a short one, short, round, powerful, fair. Say it. And if you want the other one, you can say, well, I want a lot tall, but you can also say that one. It's all you can say. It's okay. You can say it is okay. But say what you want. Say what you want. I told God, God, you know, I want to give birth early. But also, I don't want to be old early. So you know what? I want the first two to be separated from the last one. So I said, I want my first to be girl. Second to be boy. The last one, I didn't really mind. But I said, sorry. The last one, I didn't. I forgot it is here. Then I said, I want at least some 8 to 10 years interval so that when the first two are gone, I said everything. I'm telling you, God, you can ask God. You can ask him. I said it. And exactly what I said is what I have. You can have what you say. Yes. So now that all of them are gone, I know I have someone who come and disturb me, make noise, make all those things that he's been doing in the house. Boring me, but at least he's there. Making noise, but he's there. He's working. Get what I'm saying? You can have it, man. What do you want? What type of guy do you want? You can stand in the mirror and just describe it and say, I receive it. Let's just say, Father, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Hey. Romans 4:17. You take your seat. Romans 4:17. Your life is changing. Isaba, your life is changing. Where is she? Okay. Your life is changing. I called her name by faith, but she's in church. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Meanwhile, the man didn't have a child. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Go and stand in front of the mirror, Hilda, and call some things that are not. See yourself, you have finished school, you have named yourself an unemployed graduate association. Hey, go and stand in front of the mirror and see yourself sitting at your table or your business or whatever. You too, the thing that your mind is always thinking about, table, desk. See yourself walking in your blessing and flowing. You eat what you say. You eat what you say. Hallelujah. So stop saying those things about your husband, about your wife, about your children. And say, Siwi. Siwi, you call your child Siwi. That's why she brought this grace to you. You are now angry. Hey, okay, let me read one last scripture and we'll close. Sorry. Okay, let's read Hebrews 11:3. Your tongue is powerful. Use it to say powerful things. Hebrews, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Begin now to change your world. Begin to change your world. Begin to change your environment by what you say. By what you say. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Genesis 1:2. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. It says that, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. 3. Verse 3. And what happened? What happened? What happened? God said, let there be light. God didn't complain. It was void. There was nothing. Formless. And God said what he wanted to see. So we say what you wish you have. Say what you wish the marriage will be like. Say what you wish you become. Don't say the what is already existing. If for nothing, keep quiet. If you have anything to say, just shut up. Just shut up. Some of you have said things about your pastor you can't receive. Yes. Because you are trapped. You have been trapped. So the blessing is coming. But you can't receive. You are reading miracles. But you can't receive. Because of what you have said. You've trapped yourself in it. Hey. It was formless and void. And God didn't complain. He didn't complain. He only said, let there be, and there was light. From today, begin to say positive things. What you want to see. Let my husband be. Let my wife be. Let my marriage be. Let my job be. And there was. And there was light. Begin to say what you want to see. Hallelujah. God is not interested in the problem. He wants to solve it. Are you here with me? So let it be. And I pray to God. And then there's the commanding ones where you command. You know, there's the conversational one, commanding, confess. That one you command. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am this. I am that. All the I am realities in the Bible. You say it. I am healed. I am well. Amen. And God will bless you. So may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make your faith to increase. May the Lord make you walk by faith. The Bible said the word did not benefit them, but they did not mix it with faith. But may this word benefit you. And may your faith really work for you. And become who you really are. by what you say. He framed the world. He framed the world. Frame your environment. Why don't you begin? I think some people must begin to frame the environment today. Just begin to say. If you don't want anybody to hear you, say it to yourself fully and speak in tongues. But frame your environment. Get your beautiful wife. Get your beautiful husband. Get your beautiful job. You are who God says you are. The servant and the gold, Bible said they are mine. They belong to God. How can you be a child of God and the servant and gold belong to God and you say, I can't have a job to do? No, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You are going to eat of the good of the land. The good jobs, the good places, the good businesses of the land is where you are going to eat and partake of. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And then I'll have it in the fruit thereof. May you eat fruits, good fruits from your mouth. Concerning your marriage, concerning your life, concerning your home, everything about you. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by our feelings. We walk by faith in the word of the Lord. And like Peter, with you we walk on water. Work on our problems and we succeed everywhere we go in whatever we are doing in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for blessing your children. Thank you for doors that are opening for your children. Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seats. Wow. Name it. Claim it and take it. There are some powerful confessions in this book. I want you to go and make those confessions for yourself. Sometimes some things are hid. You have to go and look for it and so that you know that you really want it. And there's not everything that they should always tell you. You go look for it and do it for yourself. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Maybe you have been here before. This is not your first time. You've been here before. You've been to church before. But deep down in your heart, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You are not sure whether you are born again. You are not sure whether your sins are washed away. And most importantly, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And when you say, Pastor, I've been a Christian for some time. I've been to church, whatever, but still I'm not sure. And I want to be sure. I want to give my life to Jesus. So pray for me to be sure that I'm saved. Let us pray, all of us. Let us pray together. The whole church, join in. Let's pray together. Say,
Dear Lord Jesus,
thank you for ordering my steps.
Thank you for ordering my steps.
Here today.
I know.
You love me. That's why you brought me here.
That's why you brought me here.
And you have given me this opportunity.
And you have given me this opportunity.
To give my life to you. And to hear the words that I heard.
Dear Lord Jesus,
from today,
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ
came to die
for my sins.
And I confess
of all my sins. I ask you, Lord Jesus,
to forgive me
of my sins
and wash me
with your blood.
From today,
I confess
with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
And I take Jesus
into my life
as my Lord
and my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you have accepted me
just as I am.
And
you have made me your own.
Thank you, Lord.
That from today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abed Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abed Dowenya. God bless you.